Good morning. This is Mark Gold with Top Third Ag Marketing, bringing you the pre-opening Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Wednesday, June the 6th. And then it was this morning, overnight EBOT prices were July corn up a quarter of a cent, July wheat up 6.5 cents, and July beans up a quarter of a cent. Currently, we've got the dollar down 31 ticks, crude oil down 31 cents a barrel, gold and silver a little bit higher. We had the beans up as high as about 8 cents at one point, about midnight, and then we broke 7 cents off of that. I didn't see any news that would have broken the beans. The corn broke 2.5 cents. The wheat hung in there pretty good. I think there were reports overnight that sent corn and beans on that higher track about the weather. They're talking about 100-degree temps all the way up into South Dakota. So from Texas through Kansas, Nebraska, into the Dakotas, very hot, dry weather here, and that has some looking to be on the buy side. I think the markets are going to be met with selling on these heat rallies until we have some kind of resolution on the trade issues. Now, there have been negotiations ongoing, apparently, between the Chinese and the U.S., but certainly nothing definitive there, nothing on NAFTA, so that hangs over this market like a little bit of a Damocles sword out here. The weather for the rest of the Midwest, really from Illinois east, doesn't look too bad, but they've got that hot section in the Central Plains there that people take a little bit of notice on. We haven't seen any exports here this week, so I think that's going to continue to weigh on the market here. We expect that on next week's supply and demand report that we'll see a cut in soybean exports. So, again, I think the heat's got the ability to move this market higher, particularly if it can spread east. But, will it be met by professional selling until we get the trade issues resolved? It's really hard to know. I just think it's going to be tough to sustain these rallies until we have a definitive answer one way or the other. We saw what Mexico putting tariffs on the pork did to the hog market yesterday. We were able to rally the hogs a little bit off the lows, but still, it just doesn't help out here. So we don't see a whole lot of new information out here. It's dry, certainly, in parts of the Black Sea region, Australia, some other places. So that may be supporting the wheat here a little bit as well. But again, there's a fair amount of wheat around. I still don't think that the hard wheat crop is as robust as the USDA is telling us. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.